Right.
Hello.
What up?
Welcome to Ramping Up with Fiona Colley.
Matt Taylor.
All right. Nice. Before we get started, I just want to let y'all know where you can find us. May 7th, I will be in Nashville.
Ooh.
May 8th, I will be in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh.
Yep. May 13th, I'll be in Jacksonville, Florida. May 14th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida.
Disney.
And if you want more fucking dates, go to FionaColley.com for those tickets or my Instagram, which is at FionaColley.
Hell yeah. And, I'm going to be out. I'm always out with Rodney Carrington. You can find all those dates at RodneyCarrington.com. I'm going to be doing some Texas dates with Sweet Lovely over here. We're going to be where?
We'll be in Addison, Addison, Texas.
San Antonio.
And Houston.
And that's going to be a blast. If you haven't been
towards the end of May.
Yeah, that'll be towards the end of May. That'll be a lot of fun. And then you've got a little West Coast run in June. Going to be a good time. Also, if you don't subscribe to the Patreon, please go ahead, go over there and do that. We've got a lot of bonus content over there, as well as early release episodes and just a bunch of shenanigans, you know.
Yeah.
We get in arguments and we settle
it's
them.
It's fucking patreon.com/rampingup pod.
Also, if you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you already subscribed, thank you guys so much. And here soon, we're going to be... strictly just posting the episodes on the Ramping Up channel. So make sure that you do subscribe. Hit that little bell to get a notification. And it's going to be a good time.
These premiere every...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So at 11 p.m. after Kill Tony, we always premiere the episode. So be
every
sure...
Every Monday at 11 p.m.
Yeah, what did I say?
You said after Kill Tony and on the Monday.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Monday after Kill Tony at 11 p.m., we premiered the episode. So we want to see you guys on there. We're actually on those premieres. So we're in the comments talking to you guys. So be sure to check that out. We love you guys so much. And enjoy
the episode.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're breaking up. What's good? What's cooking, good looking? Damn it, that took, how long did that take?
No, I am dressed normal for the first time on this podcast.
Yeah.
Just got back from a birthday dinner.
That's fun. You want to shout the place out?
Adele's. Really good. Add their mahi-mahi, that fucked.
Is mahi-mahi like a cheap fish? I'm not shitting on your order at all.
Didn't
I just sometimes
feel
like mahi-mahi tacos on at bar restaurants.
Yeah.
I'm like, is mahi-mahi like a bottom feeder?
No.
What is mahi-mahi?
It's like a bright blue. Here, I'll pull up a picture. It's technically a dolphin.
Thank God.
Whoa. What? What does that mean?
We gotta do something about those dolphins.
Yeah, they're getting a little...
I've been saying that.
Oh wow,
that's nice.
Oh, that's a big fish.
Yeah,
I don't know why I thought like mahi mahi was like a tuna or something.
Yeah, they're too many.
Mahi mahi, what's cooking? Would you? Adele's was good.
Yeah, it was very good.
That's cool. Me and Brady just drank for dinner.
Oh, no.
That's a lie. That didn't happen. I'm fibbing. I'm just cool, dude. I'm chilling. I'm cool as shit.
That's my guy.
So, are you excited that I'm leaving you this weekend?
No. Where are you going?
I'm going to, I'm back out with Rodney. I'm going to York, Pennsylvania, and Waterloo, New York.
That's cool.
Yeah, it seems fun.
What time do you leave tomorrow?
I don't want to let the fans know, but like, probably 3:30. I had to guess. Also, do you think York, Pennsylvania came before New York City?
Yes.
Do you think New York was like, I like what they got going on over there? They would have called it
Old York. It's like World War and World War One. There's no way it was World War One
or
before Two existed. Yeah. Because they don't start a countdown. Yeah. Right?
Can't wait for the sequel.
Right?
Yeah. That'd be so funny if somebody was like, man, World War One is crazy, ain't it? And they're like, what do you mean one? And I go, yeah, you'll see.
You got a different
the next one view. Gets real crazy.
God.
If you're Jewish.
A time traveler doing that shit would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, thank God World War is over. And they're like, one or two. And you're like, what?
Oh, and then they're like, three, and we're like, wait, what?
What?
Dude, World War III. Ain't no coming back from that one. They what is the atomic clock thing? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-mm. There's like a clock that tells you how close we are to nuclear war or World War III.
Why? Okay,
the end of the world?
If that were true, why in the fuck would they give us access to like seeing a clock that told us that information?
It's some clock that like counter...
It seems fake as fuck.
Yeah, there's no science. The science behind it, I guess, would be like how the climate's doing, how we're affecting it, how tensions between countries are doing, and like how close we are to the end of the world, basically. It's the end of the world clock. And right now, or like as of last week, it was like the closest it's ever been since like the Cold War.
I just studied the Cold War in high school for an entire semester. Shout out to Mr. Sheets. He still works there.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest. This I'm going off topic. I'm sorry. But no, I shout learned out to a sweet man. And he was the best teacher I ever had.
Those are rare.
He was also the teacher that did mock trial. Like, he was the...
We didn't have that at our school. Or I wasn't smart enough to even be around it.
Did we didn't have
that in remedial school.
What's it called?
Student government?
No.
A governing body?
Where, what?
FHA?
Where everyone's a country?
Yes.
I don't remember what that's called.
Social studies. Geography.
No.
I feel like the classes I'm saying...
This wasn't a class. It was like a club.
Yeah.
Or like a sport for your mind.
Like you pick a country. Everyone picks a country. Oh, no.
I played sports.
Oh, fucking good. Yeah.
I didn't do that. That wasn't even a thing back then.
Sports.
Yeah, I just crushed in sports.
You know, it's funny. I feel like all of the like high school movies and shit were like, yeah, jocks are the cool ones. It's like that was true to a certain degree, but not really. I feel like once I got to high school, it's like, oh shit, we have to figure out the name of that.
What's it called?
I don't know.
There was mock trial and there was...
Well, the thing is, like, putting yourself... And this is coming from somebody who was a athlete. Pouring your whole life into something that... I think we've talked... We might have talked about this on some... Your body
gives up on you. So it's yeah, not, and
like at any moment, you can lose that. But
it's like the same thing as being like, I'm going to be a model.
Yeah, like you're just banking on a good face. But if somebody hits you with a bat, you're done.
But also, you're only a model till you're fucking 27.
Oh, it's called Model UN.
Model UN.
Speaking of models.
Trial.
I was a model. Model UN.
I know. Well, I feel like that stuff was kind of what was cool.
But that's more beneficial in the long run. Like, what's the chances of you doing a sport and then it being your career is very small.
Yeah.
But applying, like, practical skills in, like, stuff like that.
I will say, you are saying this as we're both sitting here full-time professional comedians, and yeah. that's got the same vibe. It's like, hey, neither one of our college degrees are being used. One little fun personality trait and make a career out of it. That's not likely. Every time I get high, I think about how crazy that is. That we were like, we're kind of funny, right? I could do that. You know yeah. what I mean?
That yeah. is, yeah, that nullifies everything. I was about to go on like a rant.
We were talking about that before you got here, about how music is like that.
Like comedy?
Yeah, musicians like, and comedians are very different.
They are. Yeah.
I will say, music, once you're good at it, way cooler. Music is always going to be cooler than comedy to me.
I'll be honest, I don't agree. I think, okay, for example, with comedy, like, they're your favorite comedian. You're like, God, this person's funny as fuck. The ideas they share on stage, like, what a weird way to think about that. Whatever it is, you're like, I want to hang out with this person. With musicians, you're like, God, I love their music. And then you're like, I bet they're so cool. And a lot of the times, they suck.
Explain Swifties, then. That's a whole population. That could...
But they don't know her.
But they... You don't think they want to? I think they want to live inside her. The Swiftie Nation, or whatever it is insane.
Yeah, but...
I will say this, you're talking about comedy not, or music not being cooler. We went to that concert, and even with being like, oh no, I don't know about this guy, we still bought, actively as he's doing it, still bought a record and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Being like, I don't know. Like if I didn't like a comedian or something, well, I don't know, because I am one now. I will say there, yeah. Comedians seem like more approachable people. But it also is something that everybody thinks they can do. When I'm watching somebody shred on a guitar and sing really well, I'm immediately like, nah, not even close.
Yeah.
But when you see somebody tell a joke and he gets a laugh, everybody's like, I can do that. You know?
That is true.
It seems more attainable than...
He's got a lot of... Yeah. I don't know. Because with singing or whatever, you have to have some sort of natural ability.
Yeah.
And then with comedy, you really can work on it. There is some natural thing that I don't think we have, like, the words to describe with comedy. But essentially, you can work on it forever and get better at some point.
For some people. Some people... work on it forever and should not be doing it.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking this is about you.
It is.
Oh, man. I was really hoping Brady would stick to it.
Comedy?
Yeah.
I agree. I have certain friends, and now I feel like I do have the ability to be like, yeah, you could do this. I know the difference between, like, a funny guy and, like, a guy that could, like, captivate an audience with the story or whatever. Brady is one of those. But yeah. He's also got the issue that Matt has, where he's a little bit of a perfectionist in those regards, right? And so I feel like when you have that going on, it gets hard because you get in your head real quick. And a lot of comedy, it's like, let me just throw everything and see if it sticks to the wall.
Well, like with music, you can practice your guitar for 10 years and never play it in front of anybody. By the time
that's
you
a good point.
Fucking play for someone, you're true. Incredible. But
comedy,
with comedy,
like,
you will not get better until you are on stage doing it in front of people.
You have to like publicly fail.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
And you have to do it a lot. I will say, out of a lot of comedians that I've watched, like starting out, you're early bomb whatever ratio is still very, very low. But I didn't see when you really started. So in 1999. whenever you did those sets you did, like Chattanooga or whatever.
Yeah, everyone's like, when did you start comedy? I'd say I've been doing it for about 4 years consistently, but...
We should post some of our earlier sets online.
Yeah. I mean, I did like sporadically some random things like when I lived in Chattanooga. So if you want to count from the first time I ever tried ever, even though it was like fucking 6 months after that, I didn't open mic. You know what I mean? Then about 6 years. But
yeah, your start was way different than mine.
It was odd.
Like I remember, well, for one, when I was 21, I went to a place in Nashville called, I think, Spanky's or something. Or no, some squirrel or something like that.
Classic.
Yeah, Spanky Squirrels or something. And I signed up to do the open mic. And the only comedian I remember that was doing comedy back then that went up and did amazing was Monty Mitchell. Mm. I mean, but then a guy that went up after him, like, I was just sitting in the crowd and he started like roasting me. And like, it went pretty well, but I was like, oh, I cannot go up after that. So I just left and then didn't start again didn't go to another open mic until 30. So 9 years later.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was like, but I always like, as I'm like doing all this, I'm like, God, I want to try it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I always wanted to do it, but I mean, I ended up, was like, no, do the responsible thing, get a degree in social work, because that's smart.
But and what then, if you had tried it back then when you were like kind of a piece
I
of
don't,
shit?
I think,
right, I think yeah. It would have been really interesting.
I don't think I would have been funny, I would have had like the drive.
Yeah,
I'm so young. I'm like, fuck this. And like, if I bombed, I'd be like, I'm not. I don't want
to
feel that.
Well, the danger would be if that is how you felt, you never would have returned to it after giving it a little bit of a try.
Yeah,
because like, I don't think I could have handled. Yeah,
you would have
bombing.
Developed a persona that you would revert back to every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I yeah.
We wouldn't know each other.
It's weird because you see like a lot of comics that started way back then still have the same. Persona as back then, like something happens where like a comedian like doesn't evolve with time, I guess, because some comics that have been around forever, like they somehow still manage to make themselves relevant in the space that they move.
Yeah,
or they gain their audience in that time and that audience just rocks with them no matter what. But
I mean, my start to comedy, I guess, I'm like 20, junior year of college, 2018, dang, I had gone through a breakup, and a friend of mine was having like a house party, and it was like a music thing.
Mm-hmm.
She kept bringing up, she wanted me to do stand up at this house party. I was not a comedian, so I was like, no, are you out of your mind? I'm also very sad, you know. And it was like an anti-Valentine's Day house party. It was for everyone that like didn't have a boyfriend or
girlfriend. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and so I show up already drunk, and like one of the flyers for it is on the door. And it was like, special guest, comedian, Fiona Colling. And I was like, the fuck?
That's also a nightmare.
Comedian?
First set. No.
Oh, yeah.
But comedian is...
I'm in the kitchen. There's like 50 people at the South Party, like pouring out the door, you know, in the backyard. And I was like, fuck, I was so scared. And she was like, you just gotta do like 5 minutes. You can do it. You can talk for that long. It's a long time.
5 minutes
and
is very long.
And I had nothing. And I took probably 4 shots in the kitchen. And she was like, all right, you ready? And I could walk then, but I was using a cane to get around. So I knew I couldn't stand for that long and hold something, you know what I mean? And so I sat in like a big comfy, like lazy boy type chair, and the 50 people there like sat on the floor crisscross applesauce while I talked for 5 minutes.
Just rambled.
Yeah, and it was the goofiest thing, and it went like, at least I remember it went well.
Laughs?
But yeah, I got laughs, but who knows if that's real. You know, I think it went well enough that I was like, oh, I look so cool in front of all these dudes in here. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like embarrassed about it.
You did it while every guy starts doing it to get laid. That's
yeah.
Very cool. Yeah.
I was like, this can be laid. This will be a really good like anecdote and stories. Like, I had a stand-up comedy once, you know.
And look at you now.
Well, then about 6 months later, I went to a clinical trial in Atlanta. And when you do clinical trials, they like pay for your hotel and gas and the food you eat while you're in town or whatever. And the following morning, I had to be there at like 8 a.m. to get all my blood taken out of me. And I had brought a friend with me. She and I were crazy.
That's such a weird way to get to say you're getting blood drawn.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
And my friend and I, we went bar hopping the night before, which don't do that. If they're taking out your blood, drink water, you fucking psycho.
Wait, the night before?
Mm-hmm. I went bar hopping in Atlanta with this girl I was friends with, and I was like, we were shit-faced, like, I was drinking martinis all night. Do you understand? And I'm walking with the cane at this point still. And I was like, we should go watch some live comedy. That'd be fun.
Yes,
so
sir.
We end up Googling and we Ubered to the Punchline in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And we go in there and for some reason they were doing a bucket spot on the showcase.
Ooh, that smokes and jokes?
Right, like how weird, right? And I was like, what's a bucket spot? And they explained it was like everyone puts their name in a bucket that wants to do it. They just randomly draw one
out.
Not
going to draw,
right?
Yeah.
So the girl that knew I had done comedy once prior, 6 months ago, and was like, oh, you should put your name. And I was like, absolutely not, you fucking psycho, I'm hammered. And so I get up to go to the bathroom, and I come back, and the girl on stage is doing the drawing, and she was like, all right, Fiona Cully. And I was like, what? And the girl I was with was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't think they'd draw your name. To be fair, I don't think there were that many names in that bucket.
Yeah.
And so I, honest to God, have no idea what I said, but it went, like, very well. Like, really well, because I think it was even shorter than 5 minutes. It was, like, 3.
Yeah, 3 to 4.
And, yeah, that night, like, after the show, like, the comics were like, where are you from? Are you doing comedy? You know, and all
wow.
The, you know what
Damn.
I mean? Like, very excited.
They didn't even ask if it was your first time.
No.
They said, where are you from?
And, yeah, there are photos of me on stage with my cane. I'm, like, half sitting on a stool, one leg down. You know the vibe. Pretty weird. Then I
Pretty
died
iconic.
The next day. I passed out from the blood draw. I was very dehydrated.
Oh, my God.
Did
they even get an accurate sample at that point? Or they're like, you have so much alcohol in your blood.
Yeah. No. But, yeah. And then I did random open mic. And then I got asked to do a fucking fundraiser in Chattanooga. And then I was like, never again, I'm done. I can't do this.
I just kept pulling you back.
I know. And then I was like, I'm a real girl. I'm getting a real girl job. And so I was a stripper. No, I was a graphic
That's a
designer.
Real job.
And I moved to Nashville and eventually started.
Wow. That's funny. the world like kept telling you to do stand up.
I know, and I kept like,
I feel like the world kept trying to stop me. Like, the first time I go, somebody on stage is like, this dude's gay, you know, and I'm like, I don't want to do it. And the world's like, thank you, thank God, go into social work, go take care of people. And then the next time I did it, dude, I don't even think I've ever, I did it actually once. I went to like a, what's it called when it's like eclectic? It's like music, poetry. It was like an open mic, but it wasn't like strictly comedy. And I was the only person that like signed up to do comedy, and it was 5 minutes. And like, I just ran, it did not go good at all. I ran through all my shit. And I look down, and it's like 2 minutes. And in my head, I was like, this has to be like 7 minutes of comedy. I, like, just talk through it. No pause for anything. I'm just, like, rambling through, like, what I thought was funny. And people are just, like, staring at me, like, what is going on? Is this poetry or what is this? Because it's not funny. And, like, then somebody went up and... they were just doing, nobody's clapping, they're doing like the snaps and stuff. I'm like, God. Oh God. So like, this is all going on before, and like, I'm up there and I'm like, all right, I gotta, but that was pretty big bomb. But the thing I count as my first time, was at the East Room. And I remember the host was like, oh man, like it went, I got like two laughs. And then the host was like, oh, was that your, you know, afterwards was like, hey, was that your first time? And in my head,
you should have lied.
No, he, I mean, telltale sign. But in my head, I was like, oh my God, I just did so good. He's like shocked it's my first time. And then I go, yeah, that was it, you know. And he goes, cool. Well, like, just for beginners, you know, it's something they always do. We like to let people know, take the mic stand and move it out from the front of you. You know, people leave the mic stand in front of them. I'm like, oh, damn. He was just, he just could tell I was like new, because I just left the mic stand in front of me the whole time when I took it off the thing. Yeah. So, and then for a long time, I just ate it.
I will say, the more I think about it, it's, I feel like it's, for a lot of reasons, it's not fair for me to be like, oh, my first time. All of, like, middle school and high school, I was on the forensics team in middle school, which is just public speaking. Mm-hmm. I loved doing it, and I was always making everything funny. And then mock trial was the same thing. I like just being, like, a witness, so you're, like, improvising the whole time and pretending to be a character. And
so we're used to talking
in front of people. It's not like... I was like, oh, I have an idea. You know what I mean? Like, it was...
Yeah.
I've been doing this since the third grade, like, talking in front of people.
Yeah, you were always known as, like, the talker, too, growing up. Yeah. I failed public speaking in college.
Shut up.
Because I had a panic attack at, like, my first ever... Only that it's ever been, like, that bad was during my... I forget what, and it's the dumbest thing ever, because I had to give a speech, but I did it as Ricky Bobby. Like, I remember, like, I made, like, cut-off jeans and, like, wore, like, a hat and, like a fucking jacket thing. I looked dumb as hell, but, like, I was like, I'm going to make it funny, and I'm going to be, like, Ricky Bobby, and it was, like, some, like, motivational thing, but you had to, like, I can't remember what it was, but, like, I'm up there. And I didn't prep at all to, like, talk in front. I was like, I'll just wing it. I'm good. I'm Ricky Bobby, you know?
Yeah.
Delusional. I get up there, and, like, as soon as it's time to, like, talk, I'm just like, you know, and, like, just stuttering. And, like, in my head, I'm like, it's fine. You're getting through it. Nobody can tell. And, like, as I'm, like, thinking that in my head, the teacher, like, stops me talking. She goes, hey, Matt. And I was like, hey, what's up? And she goes, do you need to, like, take a second to, like, get it together? I'm like, oh, no. Everybody can see that, like, I'm freaking out inside. And like that's when I'm like, I kinda, like I start like hyperventilating and just I'm like, I see, I need to go outside in the hall, and like I just walk out and like couldn't. I was like, I can't go back in there and do that. I can't. And she was like, all right, well, this is like the final end of the year fucking thing. And I'm like, I can't. I fuck this. I don't want to do this. And I just like bailed on the class. The only class I failed in college was public speaking and university 1010. But I just never showed up to that.
That makes me so sad.
It was funny. I got laughs, but like for the wrong reasons.
When I was in high school, I had a speech class and we had to pick a monologue like from a movie. And I had just watched A Time to Kill with Matthew McConaughey. He plays a lawyer that's like trying to prove that these racist white men murdered this little black girl.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last.
Can I Lincoln lawyer?
No. But the last like monologue is this really fucked up detailed description of like what they did. And I gave that speech as Batman. And and I was doing the Ricky Bobby thing with my hands. That's what made me think of it. I kept just like bringing my hands up like this, and I was just going for a laugh. And then no one thought it was funny because of what I was saying. It was so fucked up. That's
the dichotomy of, or no, that's not the word.
Yeah,
I guess. Who knows? I don't know. I just use cool words and stuff.
Oh my god! I never had to take a speech class. I just joined forensics and mock trial.
Shit, I took a speech class. I took speech when I was younger. My R's and my L's. My A's and my O's, which is called, you know, so like, you know how like a lisp is, they named it something people with lisp can't say?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They also did that with the speech impediment I had.
Rotary.
Like a rhoticism?
Yeah.
Rhoticism. A rhoticism. I mean, it's just got you on all accords right there.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I remember, like, yeah, it was, like, up until, like, third grade, I was, like, taking speech classes. It's cute until senior year in high school. Then it's a little old. No, yeah. That was the same year I got in a fight with one of my friends because he told me Santa... Should we say this for the Patreon? We don't give shit out to kids under 18, right? I'm not trying to break hearts.
Santa is not real.
That's what he said. Yeah. And I got into a fight. The first fight I ever got into in school was with a kid that like was like Santa's
that
not real.
That is the fucking,
I'm like, don't
nerdy.
Ever say that again.
I would have hit you in the face.
I won the fight.
That's so
and
embarrassing.
Santa lives in me now.
What?
Wait, no.
Whoa.
Hold on.
Whoa.
No.
Bro.
No. So if you're a kid out there watching this, go watch something else. Randy. Santa lives in him. I don't know.
I think to circle it back.
Yeah, whatever gets out of this.
You gave, when I was about to go or thinking about doing stand-up for the first time, the reason that I did it was because Matt gave me a piece of advice, which wasn't actually advice.
Which wasn't good advice.
I mean, it wasn't advice at all. You just said, you're just wasting time. And I was like, all right. So if you're watching and you feel like you're just wasting time by not doing it, maybe
give it
a shot.
Give it a go. It's one of the few things that you can just go do.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and even if there's nowhere to do it, you can just start an open mic at like a bar or something.
And, like, as long as you go into it being totally fucking fine with being bad at it.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go but up. You just gotta drop your fucking ego. It hurts. It should make you stronger.
I want to know something. I want to know if any of those people that have ever had to do stand-up because they lost in their fantasy league have gone on to be successful stand-up
Shane
comedians. All right. You would see him all the time at open mics because it would be dead. There'd be five people at the open mic for months. And then right around the end of football season, it'd be 40, 50 people at this open mic, all waiting on one guy. And as soon as he goes up, that whole place just empties out. Like, you walk in every time, you're like, oh, I'm about to get a real good gauge on this comedy. And then they're gone as soon as that guy goes up. I wonder if anybody's ever done that has gone on to become even the least bit successful in comedy.
That's a good question.
Yeah. So if you have,
please let
sound
know.
Off for sure. Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Matt, you didn't send me those questions.
Oh, shoot. I do have a question.
I can do these.
For the room.
Ooh.
I have a question for the room.
Okay.
Real quick. Worst accident you've ever been in? Or the worst you've ever been hurt?
Okay, got it. Few.
Huh?
I have a few.
Really?
I haven't ever been like seriously hurt, but I've definitely been close.
You go ahead. Oh.
Okay. Sophomore year of college. Okay. It was like a Sunday morning, and it was. I
you can feel it coming.
Yeah. And it was the following week was exams. So I had spent all weekend studying with my friend. And I was dropping her off at Jocelyn. I was dropping her off at her house. And I dropped her off and I was heading back home. And I took like a back road kind of way. And it was raining. And the road was windy. I was speeding. That's my bad. And I hydroplaned. I've never done that.
Scary.
And I fucking panicked. And my car did three spins on this fucking windy ass road. Thankfully, this truck coming the other way stopped way back because they saw me lose control. My car spun off the fucking road into a cemetery. Irony is not lost. And you know those big stone walls? My car ran
That's
into
Franklin.
That. No, this is Chattanooga.
I don't even know the cemetery.
Yeah. And my car took out that. Some bricks came through my window onto the passenger seat where Jocelyn was just sitting. Every airbag in my car went off, and then on the engine or whatever caught on fire. I could not get out of the car. My phone flew somewhere in the car. Yeah, my doors were like locked, but the window, when it shattered, it like all shattered. I don't know what they made them that way. Like, it wasn't like chunky pieces.
Yeah,
it was like they, it was gone.
Yeah.
Was it an older car?
Yeah. Well, not like that old, but the truck that stopped because they saw me spinning out was a huge
Fiona
male
Colley fan.
Nurse.
Oh, nice.
Huge guy. And he fucking runs out of his car because I'm trapped in my car. He comes over and he pulls me out through the broken passenger window. And the car's on fire.
Good God.
And I'm like, oh my God. And I'm freaking out. I have bruises and shit. I hit my head and arm and whatever. And the cops came. And because I walked weird, they were like, are you drunk? And they made me blow under a breathalyzer. Even though I was like, oh, that's disease. They're like, okay.
Free drinks, ataxia.
Yeah, and, yeah, that was pretty scary.
Yeah.
You didn't react to that at all. Either. You already knew that story, didn't you?
Yeah. But that is insane.
Damn. Actually,
all I was thinking is, like, you're, like, in the worst version of Final Destination ever.
I keep
it's like, whatever
surviving.
Gets you is always like, yeah! God, I almost got her.
Yeah.
You know?
That's hilarious.
There's so many. You've been in so many like life-threatening scenarios, but somehow just been like, oh, Miss me.
Next time, bitch. And the time I got kidnapped. And then he took my phone and my wallet and hit me in front of people.
Yeah.
You don't know that story. Maybe
I don't. Is it Daniel?
You know?
Yeah.
Sorry.
You know we've been together for a while, right?
Yeah, there's some things.
You know we're engaged, right?
I don't want to upset you, but apparently I do.
I don't think that's a worry at all that you have. The worst accident I ever got in was playing baseball. Mm-hmm. You know this story.
Yeah.
You may.
You told it on the 5th episode.
I did?
That you got hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got hurt.
I don't think you said what happened. You just said that you got hurt.
Oh, all right. So it was fall ball, which if anybody knows anything about baseball, doesn't matter at all. And the coach gave me like a sign to like lay down a bunt, which I'm like, it's fall ball. Let me swing, dog. What are we bunting for? None of this matters. So I don't until like I get to like an 0-2 count. And then he like calls me over. He's like, if you don't lay down this bunt, don't worry about playing in the spring. And I'm like, all right. So I lay down a bunt. Pitcher runs over, picks it up. I'm running towards first, throws it over the first. First baseman like jumps up, and I like, we like hit and like, you know, like whatever. And like I fall on my back. And when I do, he's like up in the air, but he like tries to like miss stepping on me, like moves his feet back. But then when he does that, his knees come down on me. And they come down like right into my rib cage and just ends up, well, at the time I didn't know, but like I thought I got the wind knocked out of me. So I'm just like laying there, just like, you know, and I get up eventually and like go to the dugout. I'm laying there and like my breath isn't like, if you've ever had your breath knocked out, it's scary,
yeah.
But like it's not coming back. And I'm like, God dang. And now it's like getting like kind of like, it sounds weird. Like it sounds like almost like a hollow, like I'm breathing, but I like breathing through a straw when the drink, I don't know, like a weird thing. And like my dad comes, like, I guess they went and got my dad. Cause like, I was like ghost pale and he sees me. They go, oh shit, we got to go to the hospital. So they get me into his SUV and I'm like kind of in and out on the way to the hospital. And we get there and, they do like a quick, well, first of all, like we're just waiting in the thing place forever. Then they get me back there and I'm in like this little, what would that be, like a triage area?
The waiting room?
Not the waiting room, but they like get you back into a room to figure out what's going on and then get you where you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
But this doctor comes in and he like looks at my wrist. He's like, don't worry, Cody, we're going to take good care of you. And I'm just, like laughing because I think he's, like, just making a joke. And my mom's just like, why did you call him Cody? He goes, well, I call him Cody because that's his name. And I'm just like, what? And I, like, look at my wrist, and they'd given me the wrong person's thing. So the joke we always made was, like, what if that dude was, like, going to get his nuts clipped or something? That's what happens to me that day. But we have to get all that fixed. And then after that, like, I was, like, I had a lot of, like, internal bleeding. So I kind of was, like, in and out of, like, consciousness. And I ended up going to ICU. I found out that I have, like, 3 broken ribs, I punctured 2 holes in my lungs from when they broke. It just, like, caved into my lung. And then I have, like, a lacerated, ruptured upper spleen or whatever. So it's just, like, leaking into my shit. And the next, like, 24, 48 hours are, like, a big blur. And I remember I get into like the ICU room and they like give me this antibiotic to like flush like sepsis or whatever out of my system, but they like give it to me wrong. So I end up having like red man syndrome. So like I'm on like pain meds, but then I'm also like on this antibiotic called vancomycin. They're like flushing through me. And I get red man syndrome and like it's something's happening, like I'm almost about to like go into like VTAC is what, like heart attack or whatever. Like, I just remember like being so like drugged up, but then like hearing like this like and I'm just like looking over, and I can, I don't know if like I'm hallucinating or whatever, but I swear I saw like 200, like something above 200, like my heartbeat, and I'm just like, oh my God. So then like I'm like freaking out, but I'm like high as shit on like morphine or Percocets or whatever. And like the nurses come run, like I remember like I was talking to somebody when that started happening. Oh, it was the guy that fucking, the first baseman was my friend that played on a different team in the city that we grew up in. And he finally comes in. He feels like shit, you know, like after the gang, he did it. And like I'm having like an allergic reaction, and they're like, all right, everybody's got to get out or whatever. And they like start freaking out. They have to like flush it out of my system. And I'm having like this reaction to it. So I start throwing up. I start like throwing up blood like everywhere, which sucks because I also have broken ribs, which is just even more painful. So the pain causes me to like throw up even more. And then they get it all calmed down. And the doctor comes in, and he's like talking to me, and he's like, all right, well, you got, is anything else going on? You know, you feeling better? And like, I just remember like I'd fallen and hit like my tailbone from like the initial like collision. Mm-hmm. And I just remember just being like, ah, it's like, yeah, I was like, everything is like my tailbone, like, really hurts. And like as soon as I tell him that, like he's like, oh, your tailbone hurts? And I was like, yeah, kind of, yeah, it's pretty, like it hurts. And I kid you not, he looks at the nurse and goes, hey, can you go grab some KY? Doesn't even say like lube, yeah, or just says KY.
Really getting started.
And I'm like, y'all don't even have like generic, y'all have like name, so brand lube.
Dollars are paying,
yeah, for. So he goes, and my guy is a...
For his pleasure.
Dude, it wasn't for mine. Boys, this doc is a big fella, too. I mean, he's got fingers like the size of like
sausage
pool noodles.
Sausage fingers.
Yeah. So he goes in, and she goes and gets like the stuff, and I have to like get in like the fetal position, and... I guess like when everything had gone south, my parents called the church we went to.
Pastor.
And yeah, the pastor from, I mean, well, church we got to is World Outreach, or we went to was World Outreach. So it was Alan Jackson.
What?
And yeah, his name's Alan Jackson. But he comes in like, during that time, like during, as the guy's like going in my ass, like checking, he goes, oh, he's like, oh, bad time to come in. I was like, yeah, just, you know, come back later.
What perfect time for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. God. I should be like, no. Come on in. Like, I'm going to need you to pray real quick.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
And church people.
Got it.
Would work better if you were Catholic.
Yeah, that's true.
Sorry.
No.
You get it.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But
so
also, like,
Matt found out he loves stuff in his butt. And that's where I come in. Hi, I'm Fiona Crowley.
At that time, like, when I see, you're an idiot. When I saw the pastor come in, I was like, oh, shit, how serious is this? You know, because I'm like, why is he here? Mm. Like, I swear to God, if John Cena comes in behind him, I'm getting up and leaving, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up spending like, I think like 2 weeks after that, like in the hospital, just like recovering, like having to go through like all this stuff.
I just left out the fact that, who was it? It was like the hottest nurse he'd ever seen.
Yeah, I did leave that part out. I don't know who the nurse was, but she was the one that had to go, oh, yeah, no.
Hell yeah, brother.
So after the after my pastor leaves, he finishes the examination. Totally fine. No broken tailbone or anything. Mm-hmm. Which I hope there's like nurses in here that are like, yeah, that's not how you check for broken tailbones. But he
so
he
you
got
check
fast
for broken families.
Yeah. I think he hit something up in there, and I
He came. He came real quick.
I didn't, but I did. I defecated myself.
What?
What part were you wanting me to tell? Not that. Actually, I'm kidding. I did not defecate myself. And I go. Awesome. He goes. Oh, had a little accident, and I'm just like, yeah, let's.
I didn't know that.
Damn, dude. What the fuck? I didn't want to share that part.
Why would he say it? No. Why would the doctor say it?
Like, he just like, said, like,
looks like you shit on me.
No, he goes, oh. and then he goes, and like, he's like, you could tell, like, he, it's not his thing. He just like walks out, and the nurse comes in, and she goes, oh, we have a little accident.
She
like,
cleaned your shit.
Yes, the hot nurse cleaned my shit. That's right, she cleaned my shit. I need to turn this story around.
No, brother. Yeah, she did. Lost. There's no turning this around.
And that nurse is now my fiance, who I'm getting married to.
Yeah, at the time I was 9 years old, so.
On Labor Day. Shout out September 5th.
The most labor was cleaning my shit. Okay, anywho. I'm
proud of that one.
Crazy story.
Yeah. What part were you wanting me to tell?
I don't even know, but you really just... Can we do some of these questions? I think we need to be a little more spitfire.
If you could instantly have one of the other person's traits, what would you pick?
Legs. Traits? That's not a trait.
Is it like a personality trait?
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Your ability to just like talk to anybody. Like, it's a very nice trait to have, especially, like, in entertainment. Like, you just... I watch you start conversations with people. I'm like, damn, that almost seems like a sport, you know? Because I couldn't imagine myself talking to somebody, like, just off the cuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you say legs?
No, I think just, like, how inherently good you are. Which is... More like that. I think I'm working on it. I'm good, but you're like really good.
Next. Yeah, I am.
When do you guys make each other laugh the hardest?
Right. In the bedroom. just hanging out, chilling on the couch.
Yeah, in the lobby.
In the lobby. Yeah, probably when I do something super autistic.
Yeah, and we get to riff and make fun. I liked making up songs with you. Like, when we talk about it, we just do it.
Yeah, we just start singing and adding up to it.
Yeah.
That is nice. I like that. I like that.
What is your favorite way that the other person shares affection?
When he like does little things without even mentioning it, like goes out of town, and I'll see he's like laid my outfit out for me and pulled back the side of my bed because he knows that shit is hard. Like just like these little thoughtful gestures, and you never fucking. Like, I have to notice it to know it happened. Like you don't go out of your way.
Yeah. I like how complimentary you are, you know? Like, you say things a lot that make me feel very confident in myself, and I appreciate that more than you shall ever know. Mm. You're very good. You do that to people, not just me, though. Like, it's another good trait that you have. It's like just complimenting people right off the rip. You make people feel very welcome.
Thank you. It's very
good. Yeah, whatever, you know.
Shut up.
What surprised you most about your relationship?
I think how quick it moved. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Like, I had an idea in my head of, like, timeline and each... timeline I had in my head just kept changing rapidly.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean,
I wasn't looking for anything serious. I was just trying to bang.
Nice. Give me that. Give me that. Pretty cool.
If you could relive one day together, what would it be?
I fucking drive to Knoxville and like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all that.
What, didn't we like get stuck in like some traffic?
Yeah, we got stuck in a lot of traffic. We had the most fun. We had a show that was very fun. Then we got drunk at the hotel bar and had so much fun. Then we fucked.
And then, okay, and then you woke up with a shattered
tailbone. Okay, I said one day, which was that day, next day.
God.
Yeah, fuck.
What a turn of
events. I had a bruised tailbone. I couldn't sit. The only thing that didn't hurt was standing.
I'll say, I feel like, which is a good indicator of, like, couples and relationships, is, like, how we do on road trips is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, travel gets crazy, but if we're in a car, like, on a long trip, it tends to be one of the most fun trips.
Yeah, I agree.
We be riffing.
I agree.
What have you learned about yourself through this relationship?
Did I need to work on patience? Huh?
I don't agree.
Like, I'm learning to become more patient, but I'm going into this relationship, I wasn't as patient as I thought I was. It's a trait that I've had to, like, learn. I'm a pretty patient guy.
Yeah,
but
you're very patient. I don't know, I'm pretty perfect, so. Hey. I'm fixing it, but I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? Next question.
There you go. Yeah, I want to also skip the next question.
What? I'm out of
one more question?
Yeah.
That's why. She's like, can we wrap this up so I can go get some more velos? Yay, baby.
What's something you really wanted as a kid but couldn't get? How did not getting it make you feel?
Sugar glider.
Dad.
Two very different childhoods. Oh, man.
Made me feel sad, but funny.
That was funny. You know, I don't even want to, like, go into detail on mine.
Yeah, what couldn't I get? I really wanted one of those Bratz heads where you learn to braid and stuff on their hair.
Nope.
Can't do hair.
As like a doll head that had hair and you just learned to braid on it? Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, the floor is yours.
Another episode of Ramping Up. If you are a real fuck one, you will crack a cold one.
That's right. We're cracking cold ones over in the Patreon. Oh, did you just say that?
I did. I did that. That's sick. You didn't react. Join us over at the Patreon, baby. Yeah. All right. Love you.
Hell yeah. Love you guys. We're raving up.
Shut up.